We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
In the debate over reopening schools, proponents of reopening claim that young kids don't get very sick from COVID-19 and also don't spread it very effectively. There are a pair of new studies out now, including a review of a major outbreak at a sleepaway camp in Georgia that seriously challenge that thinking. Dr. Jennifer Schuster is a pediatric infectious disease physician and Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. She joins us now on KNX. Dr. Schuster, first of all, this study found children younger than five may host, now this is startling, up to 500 times as much of the virus in their upper respiratory tract as adults. That's a staggering amount. How is it that they still have much less chance, or is it possible they still have much less chance of spreading the virus?
So that's a great question. You know, this was a really nice study that was done out of Chicago that showed that children who were less than five had, and I believe it was 10 to 100-fold times greater the amount of a virus detected in their upper respiratory tract. And this information has been published by a group in New York that noticed very high viral loads in infants who were diagnosed with COVID-19. And this is interesting because this comes out in the same week or 2 weeks that we've gotten some information from large-scale epidemiologic studies in South Korea, where it looks like children who are 9 years of age and younger actually transmit the virus less than adults. So it's an interesting contrast that they seem to have high viral loads in some studies, higher than in adults, but seem to transmit less in other studies. And people are thinking a lot about why this may be. There's a couple of thoughts. One is that children seem to overall be much less sick from the virus that causes COVID-19. So they, as opposed to adults who many times will land in the hospital, children seem to do relatively well. Now, we know that this virus is spread through droplets and through close contact, talking, coughing, sneezing, all of those respiratory secretions. And so some people have thought that perhaps if children are less symptomatic, then they may be less likely to have those activities such as coughing, sneezing, and so are less likely to transmit the virus. But we're still trying to learn a lot. Others have thought that perhaps because children are even smaller and lower to the ground, they may be less likely to transmit the virus face-to-face compared with adults who may be talking with each other in close quarters. So we're still learning more in terms of transmissibility in children.
All right. So you have the issue of the pure numbers of viral particles that children may harbor, and then you have this incident in the Georgia sleepaway camp where just one child, apparently, in the course of 3 days, managed to spread the infection to over,
260 people.
260 other children. So what does that say about efforts to open up schools? Because I get it that in sleepaway camp they're staying overnight, but even in school, I mean, they're spending many, many hours with other children, certainly with adults who are the teachers. This doesn't look like a very good thing.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a really nice study that just came out from the CDC. So I think that there's a couple of things to think about. So the authors do couch that they're not entirely, they can't say definitively whether it was one child who spread the virus to all of these other people. So I think that information is still not quite determined. I think one of the really important things is, you know, the authors of this study do a really nice job talking about the measures that the sleepaway camp took to prevent spread of the virus. And we know the CDC has instructed a number of risk mitigation strategies or things that we can do to prevent the spread of virus. We know that people can spread this virus even when they feel well. And so we do a number of things like physical distancing and mask wearing and a variety of other things in order to decrease that spread. One of the interesting things that I think is highlighted in this study is the camp actually did do a number of those things in terms of hand hygiene. They tried to keep people in groups of 26 or less, which is actually still a fairly large group of children. One of the things that they did not do is that masks were required for staff members, but they were actually not required for children and for campers. They do talk also that they did a number of indoor and outdoor activities, but that they did a lot of vigorous singing and cheering. And so we know that those activities have actually been deemed to be high risk by the CDC through other studies where they've looked at very, very high infection rates in people who are participating in those activities, particularly singing. And so while a number of risk mitigation strategies were put in place, there were still a number of high-risk activities, unfortunately, and we know those high-risk activities are associated with infection, absolutely, in adults, and this highlights that even children, when engaged in those high-risk activities, can still very efficiently spread the virus.
Dr. Jennifer Schuster, pediatric infectious disease physician and at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Thank you, doctor.